It appears Oregon is headed for its first statewide ballot measure recount in more than 6 years. The gap between the no votes and yes votes on Measure 92 shrunk Thursday afternoon to about 1,500 votes out of more than 1.5 million cast. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Measure 92 would require food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods. The difference between the two sides now falls well within the threshold for an automatic statewide recount. That threshold is 0.2%, which gives you an idea of how close this is. The GE food labeling measure was the most expensive initiative campaign in state history. Several news organizations declared it defeated soon after Election Day, but the gap narrowed as county elections offices tallied up remaining ballots. Counties have until Monday to submit final numbers to the state, so a recount isn't official just yet. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.